All right, everybody, welcome to the Freedom Fiends Live Talk Radio Show. I'm one of your hosts, Nima Vedati, out here in the Texas Hill Country. My better half is Michael W. Dean, out there flying around on Air Worm One. How you doing, Mr.
Dean? Your better half? I thought your wife was your better half. How many halves do you have?
I have multiple halves. Yeah, I can be halved more than once. That's how it works.
You're living in string theory
yes.
halves there.
I'm Quantum Nima.
Quantum Nima. Yeah. That sounds like a Persian cartoon graphic novel.
It should be.
Quantum Nima.
We'll ask Scott Beezer to put that together for us.
Well, Scott Beezer did something really cool. Before we get to our guest, we do have a guest today, Paul Snow, wonderful guy. But before we get to that, I do want to say the thing about what did Scott Beezer do?
Oh, yes. This is amazing. He actually worked Free Speech Me, Michael's .bit plugin, or I guess Michael and Jeremy's .bit plugin, into his wonderful graphic novel, Quantum Vibe. So yeah. It's actually some cool space pirates, but the good kind of space pirates are using it, actually, because it's an old but workable plugin. And this is supposed to be set 500 years from now. So yeah. Scott Beezer apparently thinks highly of Free Speech Me enough to go ahead and throw that in there.
His brother set up quantumvibe.bit, a mirror of their .com, and bigheadpress.bit. So they believe in it. They're the first people I know. I set it up for Ben Stone, but these guys set it up themselves. They believe in it enough to the point where they believe that it's going to be such a widespread technology that then when the calamities come and all the technology's lost, there'll be enough of this out there that someone can find it and resurrect it 500 years in the future. Kind of like how, what was it, the great works of Mises or somebody were lost by the Russians or the Nazis and then somebody found them? I don't know.
No, I think you're thinking of that Russian economist who was in the Soviet Union, and he found them for himself and decided, man, all this commie stuff is horrible. I'm going to go to America and be a Misesian or Austrian.
All right. So enough of us, enough of our cryptocurrency issues. We got Paul Snow here today, who's the president of the Texas Bitcoin Association. Why don't you read his little intro there, Nima?
Yes. Shortly after he finished his master's degree from Texas A&M, he's an Aggie, but I won't hold it against him, he founded the software construction company, which developed PostScript-based technologies. In 01, he implemented the first of a series of decision table-based rules engines for the Texas Tears project. The technology was rewritten, and this engine is now available open source at dtrules.com. He came across Bitcoin in 2011 while reading Slashdot and immediately bought some on MT Gox. But it was 2013 before he really took the deep dive. He is one of the original organizers of the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency meetup group in Austin. Then he organized the mini Bitcoin conference series in Austin, and that has grown into the Texas Bitcoin Conference, which of course is nigh. That will be on March 5th and 6th out at that brand new shiny racetrack we have here in Austin. Huge amount of wonderful speakers, basically a who's who of who's hot in liberty and cryptocurrency right now on the speakers list, and that does include Paul Snow. Welcome to the show, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you all?
Excellent.
Very good. Well, we're really pretty excited about this conference, and we're pretty excited about all the crazy things that are coming together with the conference, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about it on your show.
So what is this the first one, first of many, or is this the second one?
This is the first Texas Bitcoin Conference. This is the first Bitcoin conference in the state of Texas.
Awesome. Awesome. How is Bitcoin adoption in Austin? I know Austin's a pretty hip place. It's it calls itself weird. It says keep Austin weird. And Bitcoin's kind of weird in a good way. How much adoption is there in Austin?
Well, actually, the adoption in Austin is just taking off like a rocket. It's really rather incredible. We had our first Bitcoin ATM installed at the Handlebar, a bar on 5th Street. And walking around Austin with our flyers, we go in and we talk to them about Bitcoin and the conference. And it's incredible how much response we get. The interest is really pretty incredible. I was just talking yesterday with a hairdresser and a massage therapist who are talking about putting Bitcoin in their business.
Nice.
So
Yeah, that's amazing. And what's the idea behind the conference? I had barely even heard of it until I guess Michael told me that Stephanie Murphy was going to be down there giving a speech and was going to bring up Free Speech Me. And then I looked at the website and I'm like, wow, this thing's huge. How did you guys put together such an amazing conference? And what do you think? I guess give us your pitch for those who haven't heard of this yet.
Well, basically the conference grew out of our meetup group. So this conference is being put on by Bitcoin enthusiasts with a goal of Bitcoin adoption. We're primarily worried about making we're not worried. We're primarily concerned with getting Bitcoin into people's hands and into the economy. And so to that end, we're bringing together the best sponsors that we can, and we're providing their tools to merchants and consumers so that we can drive Bitcoin adoption.
Great. What are sort of the medium-term goals for making that happen? I mean, some kind of central location that everybody knows, that's almost a household name, where they can go to get Bitcoin or find out who will take Bitcoin. I mean, because that seems to be the big thing is people hear about it and they may have heard of it on the news, but they don't really know what it is. Are we primarily still in an education phase, or where do you think the whole strategy is right now?
Well, we are in an education phase. For one thing, people hear about it, but they don't actually have a wallet, or they don't know where to get some Bitcoin, or they call somebody that's into Bitcoin, and after about 5 minutes of explanation, they kind of go, well, that sounds nice, and they just wait for something easier. Now, the Bitcoin ATMs are a big push in that direction. You walk up to one of these. Now, admittedly, The Bitcoin ATM that we have down Austin, it takes a handprint and does all kinds of stuff to ensure the know your customer regulations and all that. And that's somewhat annoying. It takes about 5 minutes to get set up. But once you're set up, you walk up to it, you put a dollar bill in, you scan the QR code where you want your Bitcoin to go, and you've got a dollar's worth of Bitcoin in it. Takes just, I don't know, less than 30 seconds. So the ease of use and of a Bitcoin ATM that you can just walk up to is a groundbreaking thing. And this isn't the only one. There's also another one that will be going into Central Texas Gunworks on March 1st, and there are rumors of others.
Excellent. So that's how do you feel about regulation in general? Do you feel it's helpful or hurtful to Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies? Well, I want to say cryptocurrencies instead of Bitcoin, because it's the blockchain, man. The blockchain is the thing. There's going to be a lot of different ones.
Oh, absolutely. And that is a critical point, that Bitcoin's not a one-trick pony. It's not just about currencies. There are all kinds of things, as you well know, in terms of managing domain names and security, identity on the internet. Sites need to be signed to avoid phishing attacks and man-in-the-middle attacks. And the blockchain just solves so many of these problems. It's just incredible. What do I think about regulation on these cryptocurrencies? One of the things that we've done is we've tried to pull in people that are involved in the regulation of Bitcoin and money in general into our conference to talk about that. I think that as Bitcoiners, we need to be aware of what regulations are being opposed or suggested or imposed upon us. We have to be aware of the regulatory environment. But I think that Bitcoin itself, the way it's constructed, the distributed nature of it, the peer-to-peer nature of it, it is something that's beyond what regulation. Just like the paper money in your wallet is beyond regulation.
Yeah, but the money in my wallet is not. But the money itself is. All of the money is. You know, are you in favor or against inviting regulation to the table? I mean, I guess you've invited it to the table, but do you think that people who are, I guess, players in the industry should be happy to work with regulators or opposed to it?
Well, you have to understand, my view is that Bitcoin is essentially a poison pill to the problems of regulation and government. If they choose to regulate it, and if businesses choose to cooperate with regulators, and the result is a Bitcoin economy, we win. And yeah. Why do we win? Because Bitcoin is honesty. When someone sends a Bitcoin to someone else, they are sending a literal Bitcoin. That's not true when you swipe a credit card. All you're exchanging when you swipe a credit card are some promises against your account with some promises to a bank, which sends some promises to some other bank who does put some promises in somebody else's account, maybe takes those promises back later.
Well, I mean, technically, that's kind of what Bitcoin is, except it's not regulated. I mean, you don't really send a Bitcoin per se. Like, you don't have a thing in your wallet. You just have a pointer to the BitChain. The Bitcoin are on the wallet. So it's kind of this. I mean, I made a joke about the Texas Bitcoin Depository, you know, like a book depository. It's obscure. You can't really have a physical imagining of a Bitcoin. People make physical imaginings of them, and whenever you see a mainstream media, they always use those silly images of an actual metal coin. Yes. That confuse people, but it's so esoteric you can't even describe it. And I'm wondering, like, with these regulators, you know, Neiman and I were talking before the show, like, I'm surprised they haven't regulated it yet. And he's like, I don't think they know what to do with it. And I was like, and Neiman said, you know, if they try to regulate it, it's just going to make the dollar worse and less useful and prove the point of Bitcoin. And I was thinking, like, well, do you think these people the government regulators can actually, I think they actually believe that they can try to steer the ocean of cats and herd the ocean of cats that is a free economy. They don't understand that they can't, and they will try.
Well, let's put this in perspective of the actual, or, well, maybe after the break.
We'll have you back after the break. We'll have you back for two more segments, if you can stick around.
Absolutely.
Cool. Freedom Fiends, interviewing Paul Snow, Texas Bitcoin conventioneer, on the Freedom Fiends.
We're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. So much truth, it hurts.
I'm Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends, and I love the Plume Room nicotine liquid for all my e-vaping pleasure.
And I'm DJ Dean, the fiend behind the scene. We exclusively use the Plume Room Artisan e-liquid. The Plume Room vape juice is made lovingly in America by the talented mad mixtress Andrea. It's not mass-produced or stored in stockpile. The Plume Room has 25 flavors, and almost a third of them are Spin Fuel Award winners.
Tell them the Fiend sent you, and use the discount code VAPE2014 to get 10% off at theplumeroom.com. That's theplumeroom.com.
All right, everybody. Thank you for coming back to the Freedom Fiends live talk radio show. My name is Nima Vedati. I'm here in the Texas Hill Country. We've got Michael W. Dean out there in the Wormabago all across the Mountain West. How are you doing today, Mr. Dean?
I'm excellent. And we're talking to Paul Snow today from the Texas Bitcoin Conference, which is at texasbitcoinconference.com, or you can just search Texas Bitcoin Conference on Google, or you can just show up and buy tickets at the door. What are the dates there, Nima? You're going to be there.
Yeah, Austin, Texas, March 5th and 6th. Go to texasbitcoinconference.com. It's got all your info there. Looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of people that our listeners would love to see in
Ben
person.
Swan, Stefan Molyneux, Stephanie Murphy. Stephanie Murphy's going to be talking about Namecoin and free speech in her speech. I know that. And a whole bunch of people. Jeffrey Tucker, Stefan Molyneux, Jason King. There's about, I don't know, 100 speakers, no, like 20 speakers. Cody Wilson, 20, 30 speakers. So,
40.
All right. So we're talking to Paul Snow, who's the president of the Texas Bitcoin Conference, which I call jokingly the Texas Bitcoin Depository, which is a JFK joke. And it's a kind of a joke on how people look at Bitcoin as something that's physical and could be stacked up in a warehouse. And it's not. And we're talking to Paul Snow about how governments may try to put in mountains of regulation to try to stem the impossible to herd tide of waves and waves of kittens that are the blockchain, as Davy Barker said, running across the land, and people are running around trying to lasso these kittens, and they can't. So, Paul, where is that headed?
Hold on. Oh, wait. I have an extra point here, though. So you were saying that Bitcoin is not physical, and yeah, that's true. But I think that Paul's point about how Bitcoin is honesty, there's something more to it, because Bitcoin is knowable. Like, when you send a Bitcoin, is an actual unique thing, unlike a dollar, which is pretty much completely fungible.
Yeah.
But a Bitcoin is a specific thing. There's a finite number of Bitcoins. So even though it may not be concrete in the physical world, I think in the digital world, it's more concrete than any other currency that anybody else is using right now, or at least all of the cryptocurrencies are.
Actually, that's a good point, because I would say that Bitcoin is the first time we've ever created a concrete thing that lives on the internet. Everything else can be copied, and you never know if you're looking at an original or a copy. But with Bitcoin, you have a ledger that dictates where a Bitcoin is and who owns and controls a Bitcoin.
I mean, there's actually a serial number on every dollar bill, but they can be duplicated, and nobody would ever have time to compare them all. But literally, when you send a Bitcoin to somebody or a fraction of Bitcoin, basically what you're sending is the serial number of that one.
Well, and everybody has a record sort of that transaction, right? I mean, that's the important thing, is that when those transactions happen, it has to be verified.
Yeah. So, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Where were you? Were you going to go somewhere with that? We kind of went off in 20 different tangents, like a bunch of kittens, waves of kittens.
Well,
but go ahead.
The thing about the Bitcoin 2.0, the Namecoin is an example of this. The blockchain can do more than just track money. It can track assets. It can track behavior. It can track the fulfillment of clauses in a contract, what something they call smart properties, so that when particular actions are fulfilled, then immediately certain other actions are triggered. And so instead of requiring a government and a court and prosecutors and all this to negotiate a contract as it goes through. Well, it's not a negotiate, but to oversee and enforce contracts. You can use the blockchain to document each step of the way, and no one can argue with it. When you make a payment, that payment's logged. It's as if you had this perfect notary that was notarizing everything everyone does. It prevents lying. That's why I say that the blockchain is about honesty.
Aren't you involved with the Ethereum project? And isn't that the point of the Ethereum project, is expanding the blockchain into all these things other than just currency?
Absolutely. Now, my background, as you heard from my bio, is all about compilers and interpreters, PostScript interpreters and things like that. And what I've brought to Ethereum is a little bit of knowledge about interpreters and compilers and that sort of technology. The idea with Ethereum is to build the kind of functionality that would normally require a server, but build that into the blockchain so that you can have server-like functionality and server-like advantages without a centralized point of attack.
Is that out, or is it still being worked on?
Oh, it's quite an ambitious thing. We're still working on it, and I've been off of it with the conference. I haven't been able to.
All right, we'll be back with more on the Freedom Fiends.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. They'll be right back just as soon as this drone is out of range.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. You know, without the Star Trek communicator, we wouldn't have cell phones or computers that fit in your pocket. Because envisioning the future is the first step to real groundbreaking changes in our lifetime. That's why I love Scott Beezer's webcomic, Quantum Vibe. Quantum Vibe has allowed me to more clearly envision LibPair, or Libertarian Paradise, and help me work toward it. Who'll build the roads? You and me. Who'll draw up the blueprints? Scott Beezer in Quantum Vibe at BigHeadPress.com. That's BigHeadPress.com.
You've read books, attended lectures, and you know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get State Speech is Hate Speech, Guns and Weed, Buy Sheep for Sheep on Jeep, and two designs for the Freedom Fiends. Wear them with pride. Use them to start conversations with statists.
It's only $10 for 10 buttons, including shipping.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
Brink of Freedom is a community-based network and magazine whose mission is to provide you with the information you need on your walk to freedom. From homesteading and gardening to tactical and firearms, Brink of Freedom provides everything you will need to gain the knowledge to be self-sufficient. If government doesn't like it, Brink of Freedom will cover it. Come share your knowledge and gain the knowledge of industry professionals within the community. Become a premium member and gain access to unlimited content and discounts on products and services from our merchants. Use the discount code FIENDS at brinkoffreedom.net.
Hey, this is Squiskar Squiggles from Death Clocks, and you are listening to the Freedoms Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And, I guess it says worms now, so there you go.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us again. It is Freedom Fiends live talk radio show. I'm Nima Vidati out here in the middle of Texas. We've got Michael W. Dean in the middle of the Mountain West.
Yeah, and I'm broadcasting live and worldwide from a windowless bunker at an undisclosed location in the rural wild Mountain West in the occupied states of America. And in case no one's noticed, today is the triumphant return of Mr. Nima Vidati. I don't think he even noticed. He's been out for two months. Sundays since he had his little girl, Lily June Vidati. And, yep, man, he is here. He's back on Sundays full-time. It's going to be full-time weekend fiending, and I'm starting a new show on the 10th, Michael Dean After Dark, which is going to be 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. So you're going to have 7 days of Michael Dean coming here pretty soon, whether you want it or not. So yeah, Nima, go ahead with your bad self.
Yeah. Well, today we were talking about the Texas Bitcoin Conference. In the future, people look back on this like we now look back at some constitutional conference where a bunch of founding fathers got together. These here
except
are
better,
the founding
except
fathers.
Better because this
way
won't,
better.
This won't
way
be
better.
Forced on people in perpetuity
exactly.
Like the Constitution.
Yes. Yes. So this is the future is here. People are going to be getting together to talk about how it's going to work, why it's great. It's at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. You can go to Texas Bitcoin Conference. Conference.com. Tons of speakers. I think Paul Snow, who's here with us, said there's like 40 speakers. You can go click on the link and it's mind-blowing. Everybody who's going to be there and how amazing they all are. But
it's better than the speaker list at Porkfest. If you took that and then added a bunch of economists speaking too.
Yes, and the beautiful thing is it's more than just a bunch of speeches. If speeches aren't your thing or if you need to take a break from the speeches, there's other cool stuff happening. Tell us a little bit about what else is going on at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, Mr. Snow.
Well, in parallel with the conference for the entire 2 days is the hackathon, for one thing. And there are over $1 million in contracts and prizes that are going to be awarded to programmers that show up and hack together an application in 30 straight hours. And that's right. They're going to show up on the 5th. They're going to work all night long and then all day on the 6th. And then there'll be some judging and some prizes and contracts awarded.
Who's paying that $1 million? That's pretty amazing.
Well the $1 million, most of the money will be in contracts to continue on with the projects that have the most promise and to develop real-world applications and basically change the world. Because the point is, how do you change the world? And you change the world by mm-hmm. actually doing something, not just talking yes. about it, not just playing games, not playing tiddlywinks. It's about doing something. But there will be prizes as well. We have MasterCoin, who instigated all of this, and great much applause to the MasterCoin and the MasterCoin Foundation and BitAngels for doing that. Ripple is involved. Open Transactions is involved. BitPay has announced a new API. They're involved, and a couple of others. Sorry, if I didn't mention you. Oh. But but there are a number of other players that are putting up prizes and money.
Excellent.
Now, also, the whole conference is about adoption. That's why we have 2 days of workshops and tutorials for merchants and consumers who just want to get into the Bitcoin space and maybe rub shoulders with experts. And those are a fairly low price $100 ticket that lets you do 2 days of workshops and tutorials and see all the exhibits and mingle with everyone, all the speakers and everybody else. You don't get to go to the presentations, but you know, if what you're trying to do is integrate this in your business, you're going to have everything you need and all the people you need to talk to do that.
And people can buy tickets with Bitcoin, right?
Yes, they can buy tickets with Bitcoin, but I'm glad you mentioned tickets because that reminds me, we are also having the first Bitcoin-only concert with a major artist. Carolyn Malachi, who's an R&B and hip-hop fusion singer, she approached us. She is one of the black nerd movement people. She's as they call themselves, and she said, "I want to do something with Bitcoin. I want to have a concert during, you know, in and around South by Southwest, and I would like to do it in association with your conference." We said we have a venue, we can set you up, and now we have a conference. The conference, you can go to the Bitcoin. The Texas Bitcoin Conference, you can go there. We can set you up with a wallet. We can help you buy some Bitcoin, and you can buy a concert ticket all in maybe 30 minutes and be part of the movement and actually have gone end-to-end from the point of getting some software for your wallet, spending your Bitcoin and engaging and buying some Bitcoin and spending some Bitcoin to do something fun. And so all the ticket the sales.
It's a trip to the new economy. If you go to this conference, you can see how things would work and experience life in Bitcoin world.
And it's in Austin next week, and I want to repeat that in case anyone's tuning in, because we are on the radio in Amarillo, and if anyone wants to drive down, it'd be a fun day trip to come down to the Texas Bitcoin Convention.
Absolutely, and the racetrack is an incredible venue as well. I mean, we're going to have some cars on display, and there's the Lamborghini that was purchased with Bitcoin is going to be there.
Nice.
And a bunch of other stuff like that. One last thing about that concert. All the ticket sales will be going to Free Aid, and Free Aid is a Bitcoin umbrella group that supports a lot of charities and nonprofits that use Bitcoin for funding.
We like them.
And they take Bitcoin involved. Exclusively, right? They don't do Federal Reserve notes or anything like that. Isn't that their thing? Because they were having trouble getting their tax-free status, so they just eschewed all of that and decided they could do everything with less paperwork, less inefficiency by sticking to cryptocurrency. Is that right?
Absolutely. That is the case, and we also have a luncheon that you can attend for a little extra donation. Again, the money going to Free Aid, and see Jason King, who's been running across America from the Miami Bitcoin Conference in January. He's been running across the United States all of February. He'll show up in March, take a pit stop at the racetrack, and do some presentations and speaking. Then he hits the road again and runs all the way to San Francisco. He's intending to run all the way across the United States to raise awareness of Bitcoin and the plight of the homeless.
Excellent.
Huh. I did not know that. So Excellent. This is like a Forrest Gump style run then.
Absolutely. Forrest Gump. And if you want to talk to him midway, then Austin's your only chance.
What do you see? That sounds great, man. I wish I could be there. And Nima's going to be there. He's going to be the fiend on the scene, probably wearing a suit, being a reporter. And you know, wear a suit, Nima?
Yeah, I think I'll go ahead and suit up.
Suit up and show up. So what do you see, Paul, as the future of cryptocurrencies? I mean, that's kind of a crystal ball question, but mm-hmm. you have your finger on the throat of the pulse of this more than most. Where do you see it headed?
What I see happening is when in the 1800s, the banking and financial sector took up 1% of the GDP. Today, we're approaching 10% of the GDP on banking and financial services. Now, when I say 10% of the GDP, are they actually producing products that you can use? Are they putting food on the table? Or do you get into a banking and financial instrument and drive to work? No, they're just overhead on the system. And what I see the cryptocurrencies doing and all of the technologies of the blockchain doing is simplifying it, adding efficiency, inserting honesty, and cutting that overhead of the GDP from 10%, probably going back down to something more reasonable like 1% of the economy. That's the big picture. That's like the, you know, why wouldn't you do this? I mean, everyone complains, but nobody want, but now we actually have a solution where we can actually deploy real change.
Well, and this so, is one so of the reasons why I don't care about too, right? Because that financial sector inefficiency of the 10%. There's also all the inefficiencies of all the state structures and apparatus that could be bypassed or done so much easier with the blockchain. That's why it's really more than just about currency, as you've said. Think about all of the inefficiencies that we have in the state structure. How much of that could be done away with? Because, like you say, the blockchain is complete honesty. It's a way to track contracts. It's a way to track actions and really make sure property is dispensed with in its appropriate manner.
Well, absolutely. And so when you look at that 1% or that 10% that I mentioned, you should think of it as an iceberg, because
yes,
that's what's showing. All the overheads imposed on businesses and individuals, all the costs. I mean, think about how much you have to pay for accounting services in a small business. And mm-hmm. Audits. Think about audits for a second. If all of your transactions are on the blockchain and you have an integrated accounting system that's tracking those payments and receipts and requiring suppliers to provide digitally signed addresses in on the blockchain for their receipts of payment, when you produce an audit report, it is actually an audit. Because you don't need anything else. Did you pay that supplier really that much money? Look in the blockchain.
Yes.
Did you really pay out that much in salaries? Look at the blockchain. Did you actually receive this much money and pay this much sales tax? Look at the blockchain. Everything is documented. You can prove everything as a business and at the same time be completely private as long as that information is in your control. And so right. – The time is not here. I could give you a 2-hour talk about how much Bitcoin equates to honesty, and the ramifications of it are huge. And they're
huge, and all that accounting in real time too, not waiting for, or pretty much in real time, but not waiting for the end of a fiscal year or a quarter, or compiling everything and waiting for some period of time to spend all of your productivity on accounting. But it happens as it happens, right?
Absolutely. I mean, with a Bitcoin infrastructure, you're talking about gains in efficiency that are so monumental that this is what makes me such a huge bear about Bitcoin and all of the cryptocurrencies. And it also is one of the reasons why I am so open to all cryptocurrencies, even Dogecoin or however you say it. I don't really care. The if it's got a blockchain, it has honesty.
Doge.
What's that?
Doge.
Have you? We can have a debate on that.
Yep. And we're working on some stuff on that too for getting the government off your internet so they can't take it away. It's been really
Absolutely.
Good. Been really good having you here, Paul Snow. And people should go to the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March. What are the dates?
5th and 6th.
All right. Thank
At
you
the
very
Circuit
much.
Circuit of Americas.
It's been an honor to have you here, man. Thanks a lot, Paul.
I wouldn't have done anything else.
To Freedom Fiends. Thanks, man. With Nima V and Michael Dean. Inoculation from indoctrination. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Want to contribute to liberty but short on cash? You can help the Freedom Fiends without even spending a post-1964 dime. Download uTorrent and start seeding Fiends episodes and DVDs to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. There you'll find our Torrent RSS feed and instructions to grab past episodes and automatically download new ones, even while you're away from the computer. You'll also get special episodes of The Fiends days or even weeks before regular podcast subscribers who aren't torrenting. Leave your computer on, seeding the torrents while you're at work or asleep. The more people seeding The Fiends, the more drone-proof we'll be when the boot comes down.
All right. Big ups to Paul Snow. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Freedom Fiends. That was a great interview, man. I really enjoyed that. Did you, Michael?
Yeah. I almost accidentally called him Paul Snowden a couple times. Just the word Snowden is so in my head. And it's such a good guy name, and Paul's a good guy. So if I slipped and called him Paul Snowden, I apologize. But yeah, Paul Snow is great. I'm looking forward to living vicariously through Nima Vidati going to the Texas Bitcoin Convention and interviewing some people.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some paid time off of work in order to go do that. So I'll be getting paid by my day job employer, and I'll go put on a suit and
that's
do
a thing.
Real work
that's
for a while.
That's a thing? Paid work off? What?
Paid time off? Yeah. I guess you haven't been in that world for a while.
I haven't had it. I work and I make money, but I haven't had a job in about 13 years. So, I never had a job that had paid time off. I basically, I was a bike messenger. Then I was a rock star for 18 months. You know, I was on Warner Brothers. Then I was an alcoholic drug addict for about 8 years. And then I got sober. And then I went back to college and actually paid attention. And then I went and temped in offices, and temp jobs don't have any benefits whatsoever. I was getting paid pretty well, but I was temping in law firms and putting on a suit and typing and doing data entry and phone answering and things. And then basically I got sick of that, and I started figuring out how to be self-employed doing book writing and movie making and then radio. And we don't make a lot of money at it, but we like to give back. And we like to help people out. And Lusander Fiend's listening. I was going to email him this, but I think I'll just say it on the radio because he's a really cool guy and we dig him. And he's kind of run the Fiend's Facebook for years, and he's been there since the start, and he's always been helpful. I'm lending him a really cool microphone. it's the same one that Paul was just using. It's the same one I'm trying to get everyone to get, because it's not that expensive and it sounds awesome. And it's the Audio Technica 2005 USB. It's not from the year 2005. It's from the future. But it is a stunning sounding USB mic that basically that and the headphones, and you can do radio over Skype. And we're sending it to him to lend it to him to do some on the street interviews at the Michigan Peace and Liberty Fest. But here's the thing we're going to say is he gets to keep it, man. He doesn't have to send it back. It's his. It's a gift from the Fiends.
Thank you. Well, it's more than a gift, man. That's his wages. The wages of helping the Fiends is microphones.
Well, I don't know if we want to make that offer in general, because then anyone who helps the Fiends for a day will want a microphone.
Well, we get to arbitrarily decide who deserves one. Yeah. So that's the caveat.
Yep.
It's not the blockchain. Yep. It's up to our whim.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you for your service, Lusander Fiend. And we're looking forward to see what kind of things you do with that microphone. We'll help you out with that, too.
And Lou's going to start his own podcast. Is that in the works, or is that hush-hush right now?
No, I don't know. He didn't tell me not to. And, I'll probably have him on sometime on the Michael Dean After Dark show if he's ever got insomnia and wants to be on.
Yes. Yeah. And Lou is a quick wit. He's good with a clever turn of phrase. So I would look forward to something like that. That could be a lot of fun.
Yep, that'll be awesome. And then, so there's that. So you want to talk about Wyoming and its gun problems? I just sent you some stuff from Anthony
Bouchard.
Why
don't we go ahead and cliffhanger that, because we're going to need more than the minute and 30 we got left in this segment to cover that all, won't we?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I think that this Texas Bitcoin conference is going to be real cool. Is there anything in particular you want me to make sure I get from it? I guess we'll sort of fiend source this.
I have an idea.
What do people want to see from it?
I think you should ask everybody one question at least on camera. I think you should ask them if they've heard of Free Speech Me and .bit namecoin registration. And then next year you could go back and compare, how it's grown.
Ah, okay.
It's kind of self-serving of me, but it's not my thing, man. I'm just the cheerleader. Like, literally, I have, Jeremy has, the world has, we have a website, freespeechme.org. This isn't a plan. This is like an actual solution. You can be up and running with it in a half hour and start registering your own .bit domain names that the government can't take down with a phone number. And it's groundbreaking, and I'm having trouble trying to get people to know about it. So I would love to have a 10-second of everybody, every speaker there, commenting on it, and then come back next year and ask the same question. That would make a good video next year, man.
So I'm the special rapporteur for Free Speech Me at the Texas Bitcoin Coinference.
Conference.
It should be the Coinference.
It should be.
If they're having a coincert, why can't they have a Coinference?
Was it a coincert? Yeah, I like that. That's good.
Yes, it's the Bitcoin coincert.
I
wish I would have known that about that ahead of time. I could have put together a set and done I Own Me or various songs. Obama's feet stink. although people already know all that. We'll be back with more Fiends after the jump. Go ahead and stick with us, folks.
Yeah. Worms. Fiends. Worms. Yeah. Words. Fiends.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. Federal Reserve notes only have value because of a collective hallucination, whereas gold and silver are real, and so is their value. Gold and silver predate government-printed funny money, and they will undoubtedly outlive government-printed funny money. Get some gold and silver into your hands from Midas Resources by going to freedomfiends.com right now and clicking on the Midas Resources banner over on the right. Or go to gold.freedomfiends.com. That's gold.freedomfiends.com.
Creamy Radio Audio. Want caviar sound on a cat food budget? Creamy Radio Audio by the Freedom Fiends has great free tips so you can sound like a pro without spending like one. The most powerful form of human communication is one person speaking to another. But if people have to suffer through your sound, they'll change the channel and miss your message. With articles on microphones, preamps, recorders, mastering, recording remotely over the internet, doing a podcast, even getting a show on actual radio, the Freedom Fiends show you what they use and where to get it. Whether you're a talk show host, voiceover artist, podcaster, evangelist, or just want to record your loved ones for the ages, at Creamy Radio Audio, the Freedom Fiends will help you make the most of your sound. Creamy Radio Audio will help you speak to the world with sound that will make people want to keep listening. Check out creamyradioaudio.com. That's creamyradioaudio.com.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
Free Speech Me is a free software plugin for Firefox that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. You can register a .bit domain today using the inexpensive cryptocurrency Namecoin. .bit domains are extremely resistant to being shut down or hijacked by governments, corporations, or criminals. .bit domains are the decentralized alternative to building your whole web presence on a .com or other top-level domain that can be shut down at any time for any reason by any government without due process. We've already created a working beta of the Free Speech Me Firefox plugin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to effortlessly get to your site using your .bit address and our Free Speech Me plugin. Free Speech Me is a game-changing, world-advancing leap for freedom. Free Speech Me is open source, and best of all, it's free. Go right now to freespeechme.org. That's freespeechme.org.
Yeah. Freedom Fiends!
That's us. We're the Freedom Fiends. I'm Nima Vedati here in the Texas Hill Country. Round Rock, to be specific, but I'm on the northern border of Austin. I'd rather claim Austin, man. So much hipper.
Do the rappers call it Texas Ill Country?
Ill Country, that's good. No, maybe there is a local group that does that. If not, then somebody should get on that.
I just turned up my treble a little bit because, you know, I really like kind of a bassy radio sound, like kind of a... But, you know, that's because I'm old. My ears are ruined from playing rock and roll for so long. But I'll suffer for people. We could fiend source this. If you tell me if I sound better than I did previously, and I'm not talking about the dropouts that we had because of the government. That is, I believe that is the government trying to censor us and mess with us. But, you know, they can't mess with us because it just kind of proves the theory. If they just keep messing with us, people go, the government's horrible, man. Look what they're doing. The Freedom Fiends, or it could just be network congestion. So yeah, Neem and I were trying to talk. We were talking during the break about my upcoming show, Michael Dean After Dark, which is going to be on GCN. There's already a couple stations who have tentatively committed to possibly maybe taking it, which is good because, you know, you don't just automatically start with stations. You get on the satellite, you get a listing, and then you have to call stations and say, hey, take us. And I've called the 20 stations we're on or emailed them all, and so far a couple of them have said, yeah, we'll probably take it. A couple of them said, maybe we'll take it, and a couple of them probably, you know, the radio, they don't check email that often sometimes, I think, so they'll probably get back to me. And I think a bunch of people may take it just by default because a week after I start, I'm starting the 10th of next month, of March, and a week after that is the first Monday that Phil Hendry is not on the air, and he's got a 3 or 4 hour show, but it includes the 2 hours I'm taking. So I think some stations are just going to go, oh, Hendry's going away. We'll take Michael Dean. We'll take and try him out. So the interesting thing is it's Monday through Friday, but it's technically Sunday night through Thursday night because it starts at midnight on Monday, which is literally like, you know, Sunday night I'll eat dinner and then a bunch of hours later I'll go on the air at midnight, which is technically the beginning of the next day. So to make that even more confusing than that, my first show starts on the beginning of daylight savings time. And we were discussing, like, how does that even work? And our board op Shane told us that it works in that whoever is on at midnight on that show, you know, my show will be an hour shorter. And then in the fall, it'll be an hour longer. So it'll be 1 hour the first night and 3 hours and 2 hours the rest of the time.
Now that I think of it, don't they do the official switch on Sunday
at
morning?
2? Well, jump in here, Shane. What do they do with that?
It's between Saturday and Sunday so that people have Sunday to recover, I think, is how they work it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it won't affect you at all because you're not doing a show Sunday morning. Right.
Well, I'll be ready. I'll be willing and able to do a 1 hour show, a 3 hour show, a 2 hour show, whatever. But yeah, so after that day, it'll be 2 hours from midnight to 2 a.m. Central Time, which is totally weirdo hour. I like it because the people that listen to radio then, they're either drug addicts or swing shift workers or insomniacs or government agents who are paid to be up during that night listening to my show, or they're just people like me who are normal happy folks who tend to be night owls. So yeah, man, but the brain is more receptive to your theta waves are higher during that time. So I like it, man. People will be, you know, even if we're on less stations than the Fiends to start, I think we'll have more callers because people are up and they're like, I gotta talk to somebody, man. And yeah. We should take callers.
Those are going to be your calls.
We should take callers today. Let's give out the number. For people who are listening live, which is during, you know, if it's 1:10 in the afternoon Central Time or adjusted for your zone, our calling number is 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. Yeah.
Oh, man. Are you telling me I have to open up the stack? And
I'll do it,
callers?
Too. Yeah, you can do it, too. But we were going to talk, since we're on in Wyoming, read about this Wyoming Gun Owners Association thing I just pigeoned to you. There's horrible things happening in this state where all the politicians run. They literally run with a gun in their hand. We filmed the governor with a gun in his hand, the guy who's now the governor, when he was running. We filmed him going, and he was sending out postcards to every registered Republican in the state going, I will fight for your gun rights. And now that he's governor, he's not really fighting for your gun rights. And he's doing crazy stuff like he's did a Photoshop with the gun-grabbing governor of Colorado, man. That guy is an anti-gunner.
Hickenlooper.
Yeah, yeah, he had him come up for the antelope one shot. I bet anti-gunners can't take an antelope in one gunshot because they only pick up a gun when it's campaign season, man.
Well, they shoot, and behind them they have their Secret Service who takes the real shot. And then they let the governor think that he took the kill shot.
Oh, that's funny, man. Yes. That's probably not what happened, but that's I could see
your
that.
Your Highness, here is your antelope.
Yeah, yeah.
Good show.
I wonder if it's like the way kings hunt. Like, you know, they never clean the gun. They never load the gun. Their Smithers just hands them their gun. Their Doug Stamper just hands them the rifle. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of kings, Glenn Greenwald tweeted a Guardian article, I think from a few months ago, showing that – I don't know if these were Snowden leaks. There were some other leaked documents, I think, that the royal family, the queen herself, actually has way more veto power over Parliament than anybody really knew or thought
about.
Oh,
I knew that. I don't think that's even a leak. I think that's just not common knowledge. Like, basically – you know, they say, oh, the queen is just a figurehead who waves her gloved hand and cuts ribbons at children's hospitals. No, the queen can actually veto anything that Parliament does over there, but she rarely does it.
This leak showed her specific instances of doing it, and something like 39 times
recently.
So
it's not public when she does it. That's even scarier, man.
Yeah, I'm not 100%. It was just a tweet, but go check Glenn Greenwald's Twitter feed. You should follow him anyway.
What is his
if
you're
site?
I follow
libertarian.
Him. What is his new website? The
Intercept, but it's part of a bigger thing, I think, called First Look Media, which is I think it's the Iranian-American eBay founders, Pete Omidyar or something like
and
that.
And I do want to say that the Intercept.bit has been registered by my partner in Liberty, Paul, my other partner in Liberty, my software partner in Liberty, Jeremy Rand, has registered
Jeremy spoken.
The Intercept.bit. So, and we'll give it to those people free. We're not going to sell it. We're saving it from people who would sell it. So if anyone knows how to get a hold of Mr. Greenwald and company, let him know. Let him know why .bit is important. Send him to freespeechme.org and then say if he or someone I absolutely can – no, it's got to be him. I'm not going to let it be his – it's got to be from the intercept.com or .org email. Mm-hmm. And
yes.
Yep, and we'll get it to him. Free.
Okay, so back to
guns.
The gun grabbers.
Gun. That should be how we introduced every gun segment. What do you think of that?
Gun.
Yeah, because that's what people yell that gets people shot. You know, like when someone openly carrying idiots. Well, we don't want to get anyone shot, but this is radio, so we'll just yell gun.
Yes.
Go ahead, Nima. Gun.
We can yell gun in a crowded radio speaker. So this is I don't know a whole lot of the background on this, but I'll give you the verbatim from I'm assuming Anthony Bouchard wrote this. Is that right, Michael?
Yes.
Yeah,
gun,
I'm gonna assume that's so.
It's from the Wyoming Gun Owners Association.
Yeah, so I think it's safe to assume Anthony Bouchard had a lot to do with
this. I also have
this,
Wyoming Gun Owners .bit if Anthony ever wants it.
Okay, yep. So Anthony says, dear friend, your immediate attention is needed. The, quote, counterfeit school safety bill, HB 111, needs to be stopped. Contact the Education Committee this morning, Friday the 14th, and encourage them to kill HB 111.
Kill this, with a gun!
This wrong – yeah. Well, the wrongly named, quote, school safety and security bill will create 48 different gun regulatory zones in Wyoming. What? Creating a patchwork of different rules and regulations as you drive from one school district to another. Oh, man. HB 111 is one of those bills that has the greatest of intentions. I don't know about that. But the text of the bill is direct assault on the state preemption. The preemption is what stops a patchwork of gun laws across the state. This bill is a can of worms.
Worms!
Says Anthony. I don't think he means worms in our sense of worms.
No.
But
he means
says,
like leeches that get on your face and harm you.
Yeah.
And they used to say leeches, you know, were medically good and would help you, but no leech ever cured any disease.
Yes, just like now they say politicians are good, but no politician ever cured a social ill.
Yeah, even Ron Paul, he didn't cure any social ills until he quit being a politician and was just a philosopher tweeting pictures of his grandsons with potatoes that got more views than more reshares than anything Obama did that day.
There you go. By delegating new powers to 48 school districts, it will become impossible to repeal school gun-free zones in the future. As far as what this bill says, it does the opposite. It's like it was 20 years ago with the right to keep and bear arms under the direct control of bureaucrats. This bill will create a new permission slip system and a highly regulated privilege under the scrutiny of the anti-gunners, all because this legislation was drafted based on the antiquated May issue language of yesteryear. I will go even so far to say that the bill's sponsor, John Eklund, a Republican from Cheyenne, had no idea what he is doing, but there is the chance that he intentionally let the lawyers work their gun control magic in this bill. You can decide. So he's got some of the dangers here. I guess we should go through some of these. This is from the bill itself.
Let me just interject here. Like, basically, they're saying, think of the children. We don't want a Colorado-style shooting here. Now, first of all, people that are the horrible monsters that shoot up schools, they don't obey gun laws. The guy in Colorado, like, had broken four gun laws before he even stepped onto that campus.
Not only that, but he Googled around for a gun-free theater, right?
Yeah.
He specifically targeted the theater that had gun control language.
Yeah, and this will actually, I guess when he says the best intentions, safety of kids is the best intentions, but this bill does not have the best intentions. This is a backdoor camel's nose under the tent to outlaw any kind of legal carry of guns in Wyoming. Yes. In like the most gun-friendly state.
You could say the
state.
Best of Orwellian language if you wanted to grant it that.
And here, think about like, I'm thinking of an actual real-world situation of this. Like what this would outlaw is the mother who's picking up her kids from school from having her gun probably anywhere but locked in her trunk. She'd probably have to stop four blocks from the school, lock it in the trunk, and then if she was picking up her kid and somebody, you know, where she could see the schoolyard and somebody started shooting kids, she would not be able to stop that person from shooting kids. She'd have to, like, get out of her car, risk getting shot, get her gun out, put the mag back in it, and stop that guy. That is going to endanger kids, not help kids.
Well, not only that, but how many people drive by a school zone unknowingly? Like, they don't know the school zone's going to be there. It's not on their GPS. There's not a red circle for gun-free zone on your GPS.
I'm 100 yards from a school zone.
And the thing is, nobody knows this. So all it's going to do is create excuses for cops to stop you and search you and give you a ticket or throw you in jail. And we'll have more when we get back from this trip to the market on the Freedom Fiends.
Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. So much truth, it hurts.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've been on the World Wide Web since its inception in 1994. I've tried dozens of web providers in that time. The only one that hasn't broken my heart is HostGator. HostGator has unlimited server space, unlimited throughput, and a guaranteed uptime of better than 99.9% for only $150 a year. You can pay a little less elsewhere, but you'll pull out your hair dealing with anyone else. HostGator has great service and unlimited tech support, only a phone call away 24/7, 365. HostGator is where pros like the Fiends host, because we know how to do it right. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the HostGator affiliate link on the right sidebar to sign up today.
All right, thank you for joining us again. This is the Freedom Fiends live talk radio show. My name is Nima Vidati. I'm here in the Texas Hill Country where things aren't as free as they should be, even with regard to guns. People think Texas is some big gun culture. Not so much, at least not as far as I'd like to see it go. Same thing in Wyoming, although I'd say Wyoming has quite a bit more gun freedom than Texas.
Yeah, Texas, in Wyoming, you can carry without a permit, thanks to Anthony Bouchard and a few other people. Anthony Bouchard sent out that email that we just read. But you can also open carry – and you've always been able to, or a long time in Wyoming. That would never happen in Texas. They're
can't
really uptight
open
about
carry
that
in Texas. No, no. Lawmakers and cops are too racist in Texas for open carry to be a thing because if they see, I think that has a lot to do with it. I think they're worried that all these gang members would be able to carry their gats on the side of their hips.
Gang members would people. Not though, because they're first of all they're all felons. Most of them are felons. Second of all, I don't think I don't think criminals want. They don't want you to know they have a gun until they're ready to use it.
Well, there's a line in a Willie Nelson song that I really like. It's a song called Poncho and Lefty, and he's singing about this guy, and he says he wore his gun outside his pants for all the open world to see, or for all the honest world to see.
Yep.
And it's an honesty thing, I think.
Is that about the old cowboy days, or is that about a modern people?
Yeah, it's about old cowboy days, but all right. Yeah, you get the gist. We do have a caller, though, from
Willie Nelson, Guns and Weed, man. All right,
there you
we
go.
We got a caller here. We got Bill from Jackson, Mississippi. Tell us about gun control issues in Jackson, Bill. Welcome.
Well, I just want to point out the fact that the first school shooting in modern times occurred in the suburb, city of Jackson, over in Pearl, across the Pearl River. And what happened was this kid shot his mother and then went to school and started opening fire in the school. And the school principal, the assistant principal, went to his truck, got a gun, and stopped the kid. And as a result, there were about three the students that actually died in the school, but there would have been much more if he had not gone to his truck and stopped that. And I don't understand why that can't be picked up on, but that's a fact. And he's given much credit for his event.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really awesome. Important thing to put out, man, is the best way to stop a crazed shooter with a gun is a sane user of guns to use it as a defensive tool. I mean, that's really the whole point of guns and the Second Amendment is the right to defend yourself. And I think that people are so scared of decentralizing power, and that's really where it comes from, is it comes from people who vote Democrat and can't wrap their head around the fact that individuals should be allowed to have the power to defend themselves. They want to pass it off to somebody else, to some state authority, because for some reason they think that people who become government employees all of a sudden become your guardian angels, which is not true in any sense.
Sure. Also, you were discussing the situation in Texas. I remember about 20 years ago when the concealed weapons law was passed, immediately crime went down by a large percentage because then suddenly no one knew who was packing and who was not.
Yeah.
And it's a fact. And of course, I guess that it still exists that of course, you have to take a little training course, and you have to show your competence, and you go through a little mental check and make sure there's no problems. And I think that ought to be picked up on. That really works.
Yeah, completely. They say an armed society is a polite society, and I think that rings true, even though it's a cliche. You're going to be polite if you know that people have the same or the opportunity to defend themselves. You're not going to be the one to attack them, right? I mean, people pick up on that. They try to attack the weak, the people who they think would not be able to defend themselves. Victimizers look for victims. They don't look for people who can defend themselves.
But it only takes just a very small percentage. In fact, just the idea that someone could have a concealed weapon is differentiated from the open carry when, you know, it's obvious you either have one or you don't.
Yeah, yeah. And I think Jeff Tucker wrote a great article about that, thanking all the people that do carry, because he says, I don't want to carry. I don't like guns. They scare me. But I am thankful for the fact that there are people out there who do conceal carry, because they even make it safer for everybody else who doesn't want to carry or would never consider having a gun. Those people are protected by the very fact that people know there is people out there with concealed guns.
Exactly.
Excellent.
All right.
I just want to point out that first thing was stopped. And of course, that was in about 1998 or 99, before Columbine.
Yep. Yeah, I remember hearing about it when I was in middle school.
I think the guy that the Texas shooter at the college was stopped by a citizen, too, the guy up in the tower. We appreciate your call there, Bill, calling from Jackson, Mississippi. From WPBQ. I wonder if they're going to take Michael Dean after dark. That'd be cool, too. All right, fiends.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean.
They'll be right back just as soon as this drone is out of range.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to Freedom Fiends on the radio. Worms.
Love the Fiends and want to help out? We do take donations and we put them back into our Liberty Projects. You can make a donation by clicking on the spinning coin on any post. But what if you want to help, but you ain't got no cash? Or you made a donation and you want to help more? Here's how you can help. Download and seed our torrents to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. You can also blog the Fiends and share episode links on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere. You can rate and review our movies on Amazon and IMDb. You can rate and review the Freedom Fiends and our songs on iTunes. That really helps a lot. You can buy our movies and share them with friends or give them out as gifts. And one of the best ways to spread liberty is to buy a bunch of Freedom Fiends buttons and give them out as gifts. Wholesale prices are available, and you can also comment on our site, or better yet, comment about us on other sites. And please email the site link to all your friends. Thanks for helping spread the Fiends message worldwide to as many Liberty people as you can, especially to those who don't yet get it. You rock.
Hi, I'm Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends, and like you, I'm concerned with privacy on the internet. The electronic police state is strangling our previous protections, and the central scrutinizer is trying to squint into all areas of our lives. That's why smart people surf the net with a VPN or virtual private network. I use a VPN from Bola VPN. Bola VPN has your utmost security in mind and will allow you to surf, email, and do other computing tasks without leaving a trail of breadcrumbs across the internet. Unlike many other VPN providers, Bola VPN doesn't log traffic. With Bola VPN, you can change your apparent location or disappear completely. Bola VPN has been around since 2007, which is OG in the VPN world. Bola VPN is easy to install and configure. Best of all, it can be had for less than 25 cents a day, which is a small price to pay for this much security. And if you open a support ticket saying you heard about them through the Freedom Fiends, they'll add 3 extra days free. That's Bola VPN at BOLEHVPN.net.
Freedom Fiends. That's what this is. I'm Nico Daddy. Yes, here in the Texas Hill Country, we've got Michael W. Dean out there in the wild, wild west, where he's allowed to carry his gun anywhere he pleases without asking for prior permission from some pencil-neck bureaucrat who thinks that a pistol is fully automatic and calls it an AK-47. How you doing, Mr. Dean? You're eating Cheetos or something.
No, fried crickets.
You guys get those in bulk? I bought some at a gas station the other day. It was like $3 for 6 crickets. It was ripped, man.
That's expensive. No, we get on. They actually have a Whole Foods here now in Beast Lick, Wyoming, and we
go,
We go down and you can buy. I mean, a scoop of like a couple hundred fried crickets is $19, I think.
They were pretty flavorless when I had them. I thought they were very bland.
They have cayenne pepper and just a little hint of honey when they fry them up.
See, that's what I needed. I needed some spice on mine, and I think I had bacon cheese flavor. No, there was no kick to it.
No, that's the New York style. You want to get the Albuquerque style fried crickets.
That taste
of the Southwest.
Well, there in Wyoming, you guys get inundated bison
flavored. We have the bison flavored crickets too.
The bison flavored.
Yeah, okay, smoking bison hair and eating crickets.
Yes. Speaking of that, we've got fellow cricket connoisseur Lou Sanderfien on the phone here. Can we get Lou? Are you there, Lou?
I'm here.
How's it going, man?
Hey, I really wanted to thank you guys for the microphone. That was a very pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
And I really want to thank you guys for the compliment. The Fiends have been a big part of my life for the past couple of years, and you guys were my first podcast. You guys took my podcast purity.
We nice. Popped your podcast cherry. I did not know that about you, Lou. I hope we were gentle.
It was a very pleasant experience, and you guys called me the next day. I have a couple of updates for you.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. For those of you that have been following the situation with Mark Baker here in Michigan, the pig farmer, he has a trial coming up where he is suing the state of Michigan, and I'm not sure all the details. He's trying to get clarification of this goofball invasive species order, and he's trying to put this thing to bed, and that's going to be March 11th through the 14th. He's getting eaten alive by the legal fees and basically just ground up through the system. So anybody that can help, he has a pledgy donation campaign on his website. That's bakersgreenacres.com. And he was supposed to have a court hearing on Friday. The state is suing, they made a motion for a dismissal of his cases against them. And the lawyer for the state of Michigan didn't even bother to show up because bad weather. So that's been rescheduled for this coming Wednesday.
They don't get a failure to appear for that? I think he should charge them a failure to appear fee.
That's only for the mundane serfs and prisoners.
Of course.
I am planning on doing a live report from up there after the trial. I won't be able to get up there until Friday, but hopefully this thing will be resolved in the first hour, and the court will tell the state that they're a mess and they need to go kick rocks somewhere. But anyway, and then also Liberty Fest, Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest will be August 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. This is a nice long weekend. It's going to be in Kalamazoo, Michigan. You can go to miplc.org for more information on it. I don't know how much has been updated on that website. On Facebook, there's an event. It's 2014 MPLC, second Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest.
And so, you guys had a blast last year, right?
Yeah, this year is going to be much bigger. It's on private property. And instead of being quite as disorganized as it was last year, which had its own charms, there's going to be a lot more set up. There are people that are going to be doing demonstrations on emergency shelters with tarps and metalworking and cold weather farming, just all sorts of things. And Agoura Mountain will be going in full swing. People will be trading, buying, and selling goods, and there will be food galore. People will be providing food, selling food, and if you don't want to bring a whole bunch of food and don't want to cook the whole time, well, no problem. There will be people there to take care of that. It's called the market.
Excellent. Yeah, and I've been underestimating how important stuff like that is, I think, in my own life. And as part of my growth, I want to try to be more active in those kinds of get-togethers and groups. I'm really excited about the Texas Bitcoin Conference coming up. I'm not in the Midwest, so I probably won't make it out to that, but I encourage anybody who's around to go do that. I was watching Blue Planet the other day. It's a documentary about the oceans, and I saw this one scene they have of these six killer whales that basically separate a gray whale's calf. This mom had a gray whale calf, and these things are like two or three times the size of the killer whales, but she was alone. It was just her and her baby, and the killer whales just pounded away at her for 6 hours, took her baby away, and ate it. And I just thought, that's a good lesson to learn, is that we are, as libertarians, as people who are not part of the state structure and don't want to be part of the state structure, we have to make sure that we can run in groups, that we can get each other's backs, that we know who each other are, and that we can make sure to focus on giving help and aid and knowledge to each other. We're individualist, but that doesn't mean we need to be alone. And so I think stuff like what Lou's talking about is an important thing. Anything else you had to say, Lou?
Well, you're absolutely right about that, Nima. And with an event like this, if you're like the lone liberty person surrounded by statist and enemy-occupied territory, and you're just wishing for something like this to happen so that you can be around other liberty people, this is the opportunity. A lot of people complain, there's no liberty events. But when there's a meetup or a festival that's nearby and they don't go, they miss out on it. And what it really does is it lets people know you are not alone. So I want to see as many fiends there as possible. We're going to tear down the barbed wire and get Ed and or Ethan and Rico in from Kazakhstan. Want to see Ramon come up from Florida. Want to see Link, Lane. All the people that are always on the Fiends pages. I think Shaul might be coming up. So,
nice.
Get up here. Have a good time. Eat, drink, be merry.
Yeah, yeah. Build those connections, man. That's what we got. We need to build those connections because right now the state has all their connections as a default. The statists pretend like you're automatically a part of their federal family. Show them that there's more power in choosing your own connections. Support Lou. Support Baker's Green Acres. I think that suing the government is one of the most important things you can do, especially if they're trying to sue you. Sue them back. Show people how ridiculous they are. Now, Lou, is that going to be a jury trial, or what are the logistics of that as far as you read it?
I don't believe that it's going to be a jury trial. And my understanding of this is the state of Michigan has been offering him deal after deal, but the deals aren't really that good. It's, well, if you leave us alone, we'll sort of leave you alone. And basically, they'll be rearranging the tyranny on the deck of the Titanic and just going at them in different directions.
But, right, right. Well, when can you trust them to actually leave you alone, right?
Yeah. He has a very strong case, and the fact that they've kind of been cozying up to him because he's one of the few or the only one that's really pushed back against the empire, I think he has a very good shot of it, and he's had an awful lot of support from the general public and just all over the place. I mean, that event last year, the pork fest out at his farm, so to speak, there were a lot of people that came out there. There were a lot of people that went to the courthouse, and he has a lot of support, and he also has right on his side in this case.
Definitely. And Lou, are you going to be working on a podcast to be upcoming soon, a Lou project, or tell us about that?
Yeah, I want to call it the Lou Sanders Show. And my hope is to do a once-a-week podcast, maybe 30 to 45 minutes, do some interviews on there, maybe just goof off for a few minutes to doing stand-up comedy about the government and current events, okay. Do some interviews, just maybe some short segments if something pops up on the radar that I feel needs to be addressed. But I still have Excellent. A lot of technical learning to do because I'm just not a tech guy like you or Michael. So I have to go through creamyradio.com and read all the articles and get up to speed on that.
Definitely, man. Well, we really appreciate everything you do for the Fiends. For those who don't know, Lou does a lot of the Facebook networking and posting the memes and has been a supporter from very early on. Thank you so much for your call today, Lou.
Love you guys. Worms.
Worms.
All right.
Nima.
Are you back with us, Michael?
I'm back, man. I ran out of crickets. Sent my wife out to Whole Foods for more crickets. You know,
do you guys really have a Whole Foods there now?
No, man.
Or are you just blowing smoke?
And right. Beast Lick, Wyoming is imaginary and even smaller than where I am. And if Casper doesn't have a Whole Foods, you know, Whole Foods gets a big bat. They get a lot of people bash them like, oh, that's a hippie leftist place. But you know what?
The owner's
the
a libertarian,
is
man.
Total libertarian. And this is really indicative of, like, the unfair treatment that socialists and collectivists and leftists give capitalists. He came out with an article about a year ago, was it the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times? Some financial paper.
Maybe
Business
the Post.
Week, something like that. A really well-
Bashing Obamacare, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And the thing – and, like, people boycotted him. The thing that nobody realizes – and I realize this because I used to date someone that worked at the Houston – a lady that worked at the Houston – the cheese-selling lady at the Houston Whole Foods.
The cheesemonger, they call them.
I'm trying to put the, like, IX on the
Mongre.
End of it.
Mongre.
Job there Mongre. You go. That place had, like, really good health care before they were ever required to have health care. Like, you work there for a few weeks, you get health care. You work there for a few months, you get, like, part ownership of the company and stock, man. That place is incredible. Yep. I mean, it's a worker's paradise run by a capitalist, if that makes sense. That's the way to run a business, you know? It really is.
Yes.
And
yes.
They, people were like...
Makes complete sense because then you get the best quality employees, which makes your customers happy so they keep coming back and keep spending money with you. It's the market, people.
It really is. Yeah, but people didn't get it because he wrote an article basically saying, you know, the government shouldn't make employers do everything that I'm doing for free. And everybody boycotted him. I don't think it really affected his bottom line in the long run, did it?
No, because in the end, they want those vegan intestines.
Crickets.
So we'll be back.
Vegan crickets on the Freedom Fiends.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. That proves you're smarter than most people.
Since time began, tyrants have taken aim at personal liberties. Now there's a movie that aims back.
The government has no more right to tell us what to put in our bodies than they have to take our guns or tell us what books we can read.
Six drug police were eaten by bears while raiding a marijuana farm.
On your knees, you dirty hippies!
Jesus.
On your knees!
What's the problem, officer?
Today, many cops who enforce pot laws do so only because it provides them with cushy jobs, good benefits, and a chance to push people around.
I was an undercover narcotics officer. The drug war is nothing but a farce.
The Second Amendment says you gotta keep you and your gat intact.
Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. A film by Michael W. Dean and Nima Vadavi.
DVD available now at gunsandweed.com or on Amazon. That's gunsandweed.com. Makes the perfect gift. Remember, that's gunsandweed.com.
Radio show. Thank you, folks, so much for sticking with us on today's Freedom Fiends. I, of course, am Nima Vadadi. We've got Michael W. Dean out there in Beastlick. Thank you so much.
I'm in Croatia. I'm in Zagreb.
Oh, let's hear some of the locals.
They're all talking about free speech, me. That's all they're talking about here.
Free speech, me. Is an open source plugin for Firefox, kojom se lako ćemo moguće pregledati biti internet stranica. Dotbit je novi tip internet domene koji nije pod kontrolom niti jedne države ili korporacije.
Yeah, beautiful language, man. Beautiful voice, too. We really like her voice.
Yeah. And that's, of course, Iva. Another Fiend supporter from the beginning, Iva.
Yeah. Yeah, she was really... it's amazing how these internets work, man. You know, if everybody had... Radio's great, and I love radio, and being a syndicated radio talk show host has been on my bucket list since I was a kid. So I guess when the government kills me for free speech me to try to keep it from spreading, I will have crossed off almost all of my bucket lists. Because I actually, syndicated radio host didn't exist. I guess it did with, like, Edward R. Murrow. If you, like, worked at the NBC headquarters in New York, you know, you could be on... They'd send it on a telephone line over to L.A. and Chicago, maybe. But no, like, the way we're syndicating now, I mean, we're on 20 stations. And that's not even a lot for syndicated, but it's pretty cool, man. But we never would have met anyone in Croatia without the internet component of this. And, you know, we probably wouldn't have even met Lou in Detroit without this. So, yeah, man. It's good.
But we did. We did. And meeting people is so important, especially now that what we have, what we're on the cusp of with things like Free Speech Me and Bitcoin, the blockchain, man, this is the start of some whole new thing, right? The mothership is here, and we're about to blast off into space with the aliens that Michael Dean talks about, because we can bypass and leave behind all of the old status structures, because, you know, what has been always say, he says, the state won't be replaced until there's something better to replace it, and the market decides, hey man, all of this criminal quote-unquote justice system, all of this taxation, all of this democracy is so irrelevant at this point. And the way that we do that is by pointing to things that are structures that are so much more efficient, so much better, that allow for all of the inefficiencies of the state to just be dispensed with. And meeting people and talking about it and proving it and networking is so important. And that's why you should go to the Texas Bitcoin Conference if you are in the area. Go to that new the new racetrack that we've built here in Austin, hang out, meet people, listen to Stephanie Murphy talk about how great Free Speech Me is. And if you're more of a Yankee, I guess go to the thing Lou was pimping, the MPLC, the second annual Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest. So important to get together with other like-minded people and just brainstorm and network. And let's create our own communities that exist completely outside of the government structure. You know, one of the most insidious things that states do to keep themselves in power is dividing and conquering. And if we stand individually alone and don't reach out to the other people that believe in the same things, that believe in the non-aggression principle, that believe in the efficiencies of the market, then the state can keep us down and can stomp on us. But if we band together and get each other's backs, then I think we're an unstoppable force. What do you think, Mr. Dean?
Nice. Libertarian, feisty libertarian rant number one of the day. That means we can we gave a good day, as Hubert Sully would say. He didn't say I had a good day. He said I give a good day. I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's a good place to lead, at least by example. I don't want to tell people to do that, but I do say days I work really hard. At the end of the day, before I go to sleep, I look at my wife and I go, I gave a good day. And she's like, you sure did.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, ask not what the market can do for you. Ask what you can do for the market.
That's
and
how you,
you'll be rewarded.
That's how you get rich.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I plan to be the first dot bit millionaire, or maybe billionaire. Yeah.
There you go, man.
And that's not why I'm doing it. Like, literally, that occurred to me about 10 days into working 19 hours a day on this, 7 days a week. Like, I was basically doing it for free for, you know, what have we raised, $2,100 so far? What's 20% of that? So I've raised like $420 for like a month's work, if that, like a month, 2 months of work.
You're highly leveraged, we'll say.
Yeah.
This will pay off in the form of a peaceful world.
Hey, man, if it takes over
someday.
The internet, if it takes over the internet and I don't make a penny and the government kills me, I will have given a good life.
Powerful words, Mr. Dean. Thank you so much, fiends.
Yeah. Worms. Freespeechme.org.
Thank you for listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. Make an appointment to listen while it's still legal. Learn more.
Love the Fiends and want to help out?
Hey, Shane.
We do take donations.
Shane?
Yep. Guys, I'm gonna reboot my router because I
go ahead, Michael.
Problem. No, okay. I don't think that's on your end.
It's on our end, I think.
Yeah. I'm getting the same thing.
I get cutouts. It's got to be on GCN if he's getting it too. Unless the central scrutinizer is just messing with all four of us.
I'm not seeing anything, guys. Actually, it looks really.
All right,
really
go ahead and reboot your router, Paul. We'll vamp if you're not back.
Okay. Okay.
And we'll have you for two more segments, not one. A 6 minute and then a 13, then it's out.
All right, that'd be great. Thanks.
Okay. Yep.
Well, what I'm getting on my
he's gone, but you can tell me.
Okay, what I'm getting on my end is every 30 seconds or so, I just lose your voice completely. And anything that's coming from your end to me.
I have zero frame Ross in and out right now.
From Comrex.
Right, and I'm not, and you're not on that computer. I don't know how to measure what's on my computer. I mean, the only way I could really do it is disconnect with everybody and run a DSL check or internet check. I mean, there's other ways to do it, but I don't have the software to do it.
Okay.
It's weird, guys, because actually at the beginning of the show, I was seeing a lot, and I was a little worried that I was going to have to, force it to replay or something like that, but it's been rock solid stable now.
Okay, so me to you, Shane, is rock solid stable?
What's that?
My connection to you is now rock solid stable for several minutes.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any frame rate loss whatsoever from
maybe it's Texas, man, because Nima and Paul are in the same town. Maybe it's something in Austin.
Weird. I don't know.
It's look on your ISP's website, Nima, and see if there are any known outages.
Okay.
686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's
you guys like it like kind of partway down, don't you?
Yeah, we like it down to like one, but not zero.
Okay, maybe
that
right
way
about
we can
there.
Talk over it, but we don't miss coming back.
Yeah, you bet.
Thanks. I'll be right back, Nima.
Okay.
Yeah. Any news?
There were no known outages.
Wonder who his ISP is. Who's yours?
Time Warner.
Okay. Hey, Shane, is he back yet?
He is there. If you guys want to talk to him, he should be there.
Okay.
Or actually, no, I'm sorry. It's still dialing him, it looks like.
Okay. He's rebooting his router. We might have to come in without him. Oh, we should see what the dates of this thing are.
March 5th and 6th. I said it off the top.
Okay, we'll say it again and give out. We didn't give out the URL. It's easy to find, but we'll give it out.
It is really easy to find. Okay, yeah, I'll give out the URL.
We should always give out guest URLs over and over.
Okay.
I'm here, guys. Can All right. you hear me?
Yeah, hey, is Time Warner your ISP?
No, it's...
Oh, we're back. We're back.